This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says once a coronavirus vaccine is approved as safe and effective, Americans should have widespread access within a reasonable time. AP Sagar Magani reports.
Fauci says some 250,000 people have registered for trials key to establishing whether a vaccine's safe and effective. He tells a House hearing he's cautiously optimistic there will be a vaccine by next year and Americans will be able to get it.
I don't think that they will have everybody getting it immediately in the beginning. It probably will be phased in.
Saying there'll be a priority list for early vaccinations. Fauci joined other top health officials and again urging Americans to practice the basics to avoid a further spread. After telling the AP this week, he's disturbed parts of the country remain against wearing masks. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Pharma giants GlaxoSmithKline and Sanofi Pasteur will supply 100 million doses of experimental COVID-19 vaccine to the United States as governments buy up supplies in hopes that something will work. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
The companies say in a statement the U.S. will pay up to $2.1 billion for development, including clinical trials, manufacturing, scale-up, and delivery of its joint vaccine. Sanofi will get the bulk of the funds. Washington has a further option for the supply of an additional 500 million doses longer term as part of its Operation Warp Speed program. Earlier this week, the British government signed a deal for 60 million doses of a potential vaccine that could start to be rolled out in the first half of next year. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is VOA News. Hong Kong's leader Carrie Lam on Friday postponed September's election for the city's legislature for a year because of a spike in coronavirus cases. Reuters' Soria Ali reports.
Hong Kong's leader Carrie Lam confirmed her decision on Friday after days of reports that it may be coming. The opposition had aimed to win a majority in the Legislative Council, where half the seats are directly elected and the other half filled mostly with pro-Beijing appointees. The postponement of the vote comes after 12 pro-democracy candidates were disqualified from running. The government denies political censorship or suppression of the right to run. Lam, who is backed by the Chinese national government in Beijing, said she had to invoke an emergency law to make the postponement, and no political considerations were involved in the decision. Hong Kong has reported more than 3,000 coronavirus cases since January, far lower than in other major cities around the world. But for the past 10 days, the number of new infections has been in the triple digits.
That's Reuters' Soria Ali. The United States on Friday imposed sanctions on a powerful Chinese company in the Xinjiang province and two officials for what it said were human rights abuses against Uyghurs and other ethnic minorities. The U.S. Treasury Department said it blacklisted the Xinjiang Production and Construction Corps and two of its officials for accusations they are connected to serious human rights abuse against ethnic minorities in Xinjiang. China denies that Uyghurs are unfairly marginalized and said it is addressing underdevelopment and lack of jobs in heavily Uyghur areas. The move is the latest blow to U.S.-China relations and came a week after U.S. President Donald Trump closed the Chinese consulate in Houston, prompting Beijing to shutter the U.S. consulate in Chengdu. Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis declared a state of emergency Friday for counties on the Atlantic coast as Hurricane Isaias was expected to cause heavy rains in the state and prompted the closure of COVID-19 testing sites.
To ensure the state's fully prepared for impact, I just signed an executive order to declare a state of emergency in every coastal county of Florida's east coast. From Miami-Dade to Nassau counties.
The hurricane was packing maximum sustained winds of 120 kilometers per hour and lashing the Bahamas and the Turks and Caicos as of Friday afternoon. Isaias was forecast to strengthen while moving near or over the Bahamas, and it could near South Florida on Saturday or Sunday. For more on these stories, visit voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News. We'll be right back.